Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Now, tonight we got a good show for you all. I've been waiting for tonight. We got Taylor Armstrong coming on from Beverly Hills. Y'all know the Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo. Plus, we've got some special guests coming on later from FACE of Beverly Hills. That's right, Dr. Mac is going to be here. But before that, I hope you're all having a wonderful week. You know, it's the NBA All-Star Games. Everybody's going crazy. Plus, we got some hot topics coming on later and some good songs for you all tonight. So before we get into good songs, I want to tell you all to have sit back, relax. I want to say hi to Steven. He's listening right now out of Florida. And you know what? I want to do a flashback tonight because one of my favorite songs, y'all remember Samantha Fox? I just love Samantha Fox. And you remember the song Naughty Girls Need Love Too? Well, some of these housewives on Beverly Hills, they were some naughty girls on the show. But Taylor Armstrong, she's more nice than she is naughty. And that's why everybody loves her. And that's why y'all have been Twittering me and texting me and saying, let's get Taylor on the show. Well, she's here and we're glad that she's here. And before she comes live on the air, we're going to play Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. On Max and Friends.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too. Hearts that never sporty. This groove is much too naughty, can't you see? I want you just for me, boys, make some noise.
Jumping in too quickly because I'm excited here, y'all. This is Max, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. That was Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls Need Love, too. But you know what? We've got probably one of the nicest girls on a show that some have said are full of naughty girls, and y'all know Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But we've got Taylor Armstrong here tonight, who y'all love and y'all have said is one of the nicest ones on all the shows. So we're happy to have her here. Taylor Armstrong, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. You know, when we did a tweet, what housewife do we want? Everybody said they wanted you to be on the show. People love you, Taylor.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Thank you. Thank you, listener. That's so nice. I'm so excited to be here and get the chance to hang out with you guys.
Well, we're happy that you're here. We know you have a very busy schedule, and so we're glad you made some time for us. And now, you know, people have been saying that out of all the housewives, you're the one that they can most identify with.
Well, that makes me feel good. Hey, good.
And you know what? Tell me, darling.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, I have a Twitter question here from a girl who wrote, she didn't want to say her name, but that's fine. And she said, what identified her most with you was when you did, your charity event, that event you had for the Family Crisis Center, and you were crying. She's like, that's when she fell in love with you and knew how real you were.
Well, I hope that it didn't make her cry, because a lot of people told me that it made them cry, and I never like for other people to be upset. But, you know, that's a big, big part of my life. And when I agreed to go on the show, part of my reality is domestic violence. And now, fortunately, I'm able to stand up and speak about domestic violence and hopefully can be a voice for people that necessarily don't have a voice for themselves. And that's a part of my reality, so it's part of the show.
And, you know, there's a saying that I love, and it says, truth crushed to the ground shall rise again. And the truth of what happened to you has come forth, and I think it's setting a lot of people free. So kudos to you on that. But you know what?
Well, thank you.
Well, of course. Let's talk about Taylor, because people love you. They want to know what you're up to. They follow you on Twitter. They follow you on Facebook. They follow you all over the place. And I said, we're going to have her here. We're going to get personal with Taylor and find out what's really going on with your life. So you know what? Let's talk about Taylor growing up. Because right off the bat, you give a lot of credit to your grandmother and how she was such a powerful influence to you. So let's talk about Taylor growing up.
Yeah. My grandmother was a huge influence. You know, I didn't grow up with money, and, you know, we didn't have a lot. My grandmother was a child of the Depression, and I was born in a tiny town in Kansas, and my grandparents were from Kansas. And I think that my grandmother was just such a strong woman that even though she didn't have economic means, she made such a huge impact on my life, and I had so much respect for her and what she stood for and how strong she was, regardless of all that she had been through.
Now, you grew up, and then you ended up in Oklahoma.
Yes.
what, and then from Oklahoma you end up to Beverly Hills. So it's like you're like the true Cinderella story.
Well, I'm still working toward that, I think, in a lot of ways. But, I definitely have had quite a variety of experiences in my life. And, you know, when I try in my life, whenever I don't like something, I just change it. And, part of my growing up wasn't easy, and I had aspirations to do something different with my life. And I'm doing the best I can to make those things happen. I'm certainly, not great all the time at accomplishing my goals, but just try to pick myself up and keep moving forward, and hopefully I can instill those things in my daughter, like my grandmother and my mom instilled in me.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of your daughter and your family, how's your family doing?
They're great. I was just with my little girl all day today. She's actually been home sick this week, so I've been spending a lot of time with her, but she's feeling better, so she is revved up and ready to get back to school.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, speaking of revved up and wake up calls and all that kind of stuff, on your webpage, you publish something called Wake Up Call. And everyone has been asking me, and I said, you know what, we're going to go right to the source, because people are saying, what's going on with you and Russell? And I said, just go to our page, because you're very open about what's going on with the relationship and how the show was a wake up call for you. Tell the listeners about it.
Absolutely. Russell and I, my husband, he didn't come from means either. He grew up in Dallas and was a child of some difficult circumstances himself. And he certainly has had to really put his nose to the grindstone and work really hard to get where he is. And both of us have been very focused on our professional goals. And then you add a child into the mix, and any couple out there that has kids knows how that becomes your priority. And we really lost focus on what was important in our relationship as far as our romantic relationship went, and just, working on our friendship and spending time together doing things other than business. We have a tendency, both of us love to talk about business, and we can let that really take us away from what's important in our, and we definitely let that happen, and it showed. I think people definitely saw that on the show, and it allowed us, it wasn't easy, but it allowed us to refocus, and we're trying to do more things that don't revolve around business together.
So it wasn't easy, but it was worth it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a child together, and we're a family, and it's important that we focus on the love and not just, the business.
That's
so
right.
We're trying.
You know what? And that's what happens with this country, is that everyone wants to focus on the negative instead of the positive, And I think, it's like, when you do, are you going to do the show again?
We haven't been confirmed for a season two. So people need to reach out to Andy and tell him that they want a season two.
It's so funny. Andy was co-hosting the other day with Hoda. He filled in for Kathy Lee. Did you see it? It was pretty funny. But we'll reach out to him.
Oh, he was great, though. He's a doll.
He's a sweetheart. Everyone, get on Andy's back. Send him emails. Send him text messages. Send him Twitters. We want Beverly Hills back. You all were, one of the best seasons. And we have a guy who's tweeting us who loved watching you. He said he was on a flight to Italy and watched you all the way in the whole season. He said you have such great style. So.
Oh, thanks. Wow. Bless his heart. I wonder if he goes through all the emotional ups and downs that I do when I watch the show. I can't imagine the entire season in one flight.
Could you imagine? Now, speaking of style, everyone, everyone does say that you have a tremendous style. And people have asked, I have a Twitter actually from Wendy, and Wendy wants to know who your favorite designer is.
Oh my gosh, that is like a kid in the candy store on that one. Are you kidding? There's so many great ones out there. I'm a really big fan of YSL, especially for shoes, but I love a lot of the young, up-and-coming designers. I'm such a huge fan of all of the talented designers out there. That's a tough one for me.
Absolutely. Now, getting back to the question, it's like everyone does focus on the negative, but there is the positive. So you two guys, are you in a happy place, would you say?
We are in a happy place. We're working on our relationship, and I think those things are never easy. We have to sit down and be really honest with each other and say what's working and what's not, and those aren't easy conversations to have, but I think that all married couples end up having them, or they drift apart, which is what happened to us. So we're really trying to do the work.
And, you know, it's like this happens to every family, people. So just because Taylor's is on TV, you know it's happening. You're closed doors, too. So don't hate. OK, let's just get that out there, you know, because it's not fair when you're like, you know, 24 hours with cameras and, you know, they get the good and the bad. Then people are easy to judge, but they don't want to look into their own closets. So people, check your own closets before you hate other people's. Now, moving on, because that's done. Right. You're happy. We're happy. Happy place, everybody. Confirm Taylor's in a happy place. All right, moving on.
You know what? I'm so blessed. I cannot complain. That's the way it is.
Right? Amen. Well, that's the truth there. Now, people have always asked about your cast members, from Camille to Adrian to Kim to Kyle to Lisa, and how you got, even you say, on the wrong foot with Kim. Are you and Kim buddies now? What's going on?
You know, I haven't had a chance to see Kim, you know, but I definitely have regrets about my interaction with Kim this year. I think we got off to the wrong foot, And, you know, we both, I think, let our insecurities affect our relationship with one another. And I just feel really bad that we had a couple of spats. And I'm sorry, Kim. I have apologized. And I hope that we can move forward. When we're alone, we do really well together. I don't know what happened when we get in a group, but I'm definitely going to do my part to keep it from happening again.
Well, you live and learn, right? You live and learn.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of living and learning, you know, I'm big on charities, and I didn't know about this 1736 Family Crisis Center until you. So you really taught me about a new charity that I know you are so passionate about. As you publicly say, your passion is charity. And 1736 Family Crisis Center is one of them. Tell us about it.
Well, 1736, thank you for saying that, has five shelters throughout LA County, and they do an incredible job of sheltering women and children, families who have been through domestic violence situations. But even more than that, when I go to visit the shelters, the thing that is the most empowering to me is that the kids are smiling. They're drawing pictures of rainbows and happy places, and I see in their eyes that they have hope again. And the transformation that occurs from the time that they come into the shelters until they really leave believing in their future, and they come in feeling very little hope. Just when I go there, the children are so empowering to me and the mothers, but especially the kids, because I know what it's like to be a child in trying circumstances, and just to see them going out into the world with hope for a brighter future, it's incredible.
Now, have you learned anything special from a particular child at 1736?
Oh, my gosh. You know, they're all they have such incredibly bright dreams. I've taken a couple of Hollywood people to the shelters to visit them, and they always want to perform, they want to dance or sing, and I just love their energy and the fact that children in general, they're not inhibited, and they just feel like they can perform and sing, and they're just proud, and there's so many things that they bring, and it's just incredible. I don't know, you get me all excited talking about it, but this year we're working on building a self-sustaining, as much as possible, a self-sustaining runaway and homeless youth shelter in Mar Vista. So I'm really excited about that project. I would love to come back on. We're going to do a big event this year, and I'd love to come back on and invite people around LA to come.
Now, tell me, how can people help?
Well, you can go to 1736, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, .org, and there's different ways to volunteer. You know, I think volunteering your time is such a powerful thing.
Absolutely.
And if you want to reach out as far as donations, you know, we'll take anything.
Cut a check, people. That's what we're saying, right?
Well,
there's a shelter that needs to be built.
That's right. Well, of course, money is always appreciated for any charity, and
right,
especially through the challenges with the economy as of late. I think every charity has struggled, but you know, people that volunteer their time or give of their own personal belongings, whatever it is, everything is appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know what? Let's just say right now, let's pretend someone's listening out there. We might not be pretending, but that they're out there and they are the abuser. And you right now have the opportunity to tell them what?
Well, gosh. You know, I think the thing about domestic violence as opposed to cancer or some of the other disease process type charities out there, you know, it's preventable. And I think that anyone that is abusing another person needs to get some help. And, you know, I'm certainly not a licensed marriage and family therapist, but we have hotlines available on the 1736 site where people can call in and ask for help. And they will certainly direct them to someone who can give them some really sound advice.
And again, everyone, that's 1736fcc.org. Check out the website there. There's telephone numbers. We'll give you one right now, 213-745-6434. If you are a victim of abuse, call them because they're there to help you. And that's the 1736 Family Crisis Center that Taylor is so passionate about. Now, Taylor, let's talk about Four Troubles. Are you still involved with that?
Of course. Yeah, Four Troubles is so cool. I just have to say, it's a really unique business model that I'm very proud to be a part of as well. The thing I like about it, I love entrepreneurship, but Four Troubles, there's another layer because there's a layer of giving. So let me tell you about it. So it's a body care line. It's crafted from argan oil and shea butter, and we get the argan oil from a women's cooperative in Morocco. So it's like a microfinancing type community, and it really helps these indigenous tribes at the local level. They're able to support their families. It really changes their lives to sell the argan oil to companies like Four Troubles. Then we get our shea butter from a cooperative in West Africa. So again, at the local level, it's really helping these communities. We formulate it here. We sell it here. And then 10% of our profits go to local charities here in the area.
Fantastic. And now where can people buy Four Truffles?
They can get it at fourtruffles.com. And I have links on my Facebook as well as on my website, taylorarmstrong.com, if they want to go and find it. We have a really great body scrub and hand lotion, great to keep in the car, but it really does a lot for other people, and I think it's cool when you're a small business and you're able to give back in the process of creating commerce.
Now, spell the four out, people. F-O-U-R, Four Truffles. Now, listen, I got a good friend of mine, and I'm going to hook you two up. I'm going to send you two on Facebook because his name is Daniel Green, and he's on ShopNBC, and I would love to see Four Truffles on ShopNBC. What do you think about
that? Bring it on. Me too.
Right? Listen, you got to put it out there. Right? We got to put it out there. So, hey, Daniel,
let's
I know you're listening tonight, so you got to – contact Taylor and get Four Troubles on ShopNBC. Now, listen, you are just the Wonder Woman. So real quick, we got to play this for you because a listener wanted us to play this for you. So, hey, Ronan, what do we think of Taylor?
That is hysterical.
I was like, you know what? We got to get Wonder Woman for Taylor Armstrong because she is Wonder Woman. Now, you know what, Taylor?
Oh,
I want to talk to you about what you're doing, and we're going to make it our hot topic. So, Ronan, hit it with hot topics.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to drop it out, Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Taylor Armstrong here tonight in the studio. And you know what, everyone? She's got something going on with the Oscars. And since Oscars is next Sunday, our hot topic tonight is going to be how to have a great Oscar party. So, Taylor, give us the hookup.
Well, I love to have a party. And everybody knows probably by now that I like to have a theme involved with my party. So I thought it would be fun. The award season is here. So why not do a little Oscar fun on Facebook, since the social network is nominated for an Oscar. So I'm just telling everyone a tip a day on how to throw your own red carpet Oscar party at home. We're doing a glam tip of the day, how to get ready for an Oscar party. I'm going to be doing some makeup tutorials from a professional makeup artist that I work with, and just some fun, 10 days of fun. But then we're also going to let people vote on who they think the Oscar winners are going to be this week, and then you're going to win an Oscar swag bag.
And what's in that swag bag? Do we know yet?
Well, you know, I don't know. You have to wait till I go to the Oscar dipping suites this week, and I'm going to go get the swag.
You got to throw
in
some
Four Troubles. I'm giving away my own swag.
You got and throw in some Four Troubles.
Yes.
Now,
I will
like
throw
for
in
instance,
the Four Troubles.
Today, your Oscar glam tip of the day was like to wear color polish but struggle with the maintenance, try the, what is it, Axiom Soak Off Gel Lacquer by Opie? Look at you giving the tips to everybody.
You can tell that you're a guy. It's OPI.
There you go.
I maybe other people have been doing this for a while, but these gels, when you wear colored polish, it's hard to keep on, especially when you have kids and you're running around. So the gels, they stay on longer, and I'm not getting paid by OPI. I'm just telling you, they stay on.
It's what you love, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I use it. I'm wearing it now.
So, like, everyone, now go to Taylor. If you go right now on Facebook, type in Taylor Armstrong because she's there. She's a public figure there, so you could join her page. You can get these tips. You could find out what hairstyles to do, what OPI is. And also, you could find out tips of the day and all kinds of fun. 10 days of Oscar fun is what you're playing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you want your movie to win for best movie?
You know, the funny thing is, I typically know the animated movies because I'm a mom. So I've seen How to Train Your Dragon. You know, I've seen all the kid movies, Toy Story 3. But I'm hearing great things about Black Swan, and Natalie Portman is just amazing. So sure, I'd like to see her win.
Why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know what, Taylor? We don't want to keep you, but we're so glad that you're here tonight because I know you have got, like, the busiest schedule. What are you doing tonight besides Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
I am doing some fun with the NBA All-Stars. So I'm going out to some events tonight and to celebrate that the All-Stars are in town.
And there you go, NBA. Y'all love the NBA. So you know what? We are so happy that you made it here tonight because we've been trying to book you. And every time we book you, you were like, Super Bowl. And we're like, that's okay. She's got to go to the Super Bowl. So we understood. And I was like, we got to get her because everyone's getting on me. We need Taylor. I was like, I promise she's coming up. To Max and Friends. So,
you're so cute.
I am
honored to be on. I really appreciate you having me, and I'll come back anytime.
Well, we want you back. Now, real quick, because I got a Twitter. Someone wants to know what happened to the dog.
I know. Snowball. Snowball has a new home. He has a girlfriend named Coco, another little Maltese. He's happy, healthy. I get photos of him whenever he gets a new puppy cut. But my little girl was allergic, and unfortunately, just wasn't the right type dog for her. But we have a little Chihuahua at home now, and Kennedy's not allergic, and she's very, very happy. And Snowball is just happy as can be.
Isn't it funny how people all of a sudden have a glimpse into your life and you're like absolutely strangers and you have to like explain to them where Snowball is?
Well, people just fell in love with Snowball and so did I. So that was a heart-wrenching decision that we had to make.
The dogs on the show, man, they're getting like, you know, good airtime.
I know.
It's great. Well, you know what? Your passion is charity. People love you. They find you the most relatable on the season. We love you here at LA Talk Radio. Max and Friends, you know, we've been trying to get you on, and everyone's so happy that you're here. I've been getting tweets all day and Facebook messages how excited people are. So I got to thank you again for coming here tonight and giving us a little bit of your story and how you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for having me. You're just adorable, and I'm happy to come back anytime. And thank you to all the listeners that were interested in having me.
And we got to say hi to our buddy Jeff that we have, our friend Jeff. How you doing,
Jeff? That's right. Hi, Jeff. Adorable.
Speaking of, I have a message for you from, you were on a talk show. We'll just say, how you doing? You know what I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking about. The how you doing girl.
I just
want
uh-huh.
to tell you, I'm my show. She was a bitch to you, but I love you anyway. And
oh
we'll leave it
goodness.
At that. We will leave
I'm
it at that.
I'm touching that one.
I'm touching that one. And I got your back, Taylor. All right.
I'm glad somebody does, baby.
I got your back because that was wrong, and I just wanted to get that out there. I will say it's wrong.
Oh my God, you know what I'm talking about.
Go have fun with your NBA All-Stars. Say hi to Russell and to Kennedy. What's your new dog's name?
I'm sorry. Oh, the new dog is Jack.
Jack. Say hi to Kennedy, Jack. Russell, and Jack from all of my listeners out here. We love you. Have a great night, and we hope to have you on soon. When you have the new charity event for 1736. Have a good night, Taylor.
Oh, it's going to be good. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. That was Taylor Armstrong from, of course, Bravo's hit show, Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, if you all want that show back, you got to hit up Andy on Facebook and tell him we want the show back. Sorry for all the noise in the background, but Taylor's on the road. She's doing her thing, busy as can be. She's got her family together. They're doing the NBA All-Stars. But you know what? we've got a great guy coming on tonight, because y'all know how beautiful Taylor is. And she's, to me, just one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. My good friend Jeff is friends with her, so we've got that one degree of separation now. And you know what? I was thinking, how can I make this show good after Taylor's on? And I was thinking, you know what? What a better way than to get someone on the show who can get us looking good. Well, you know what? Before we get him here on the show, we've got Dr. Matt coming on from FACE of Beverly Hills, and I'm going to play a great song. Y'all know Chester C. Well, you know what? My favorite song, Goddamn You're Beautiful, is one of his. So let's just get Goddamn You're Beautiful by Chester C on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit with the wild. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But to get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say. Beautiful to me, you're everything, yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, to me, just how much you got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes we find, oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide, yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Oh, I'm soft off my feet, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everybody. How did you enjoy that? That was fun, wasn't it? Getting Taylor Armstrong here from Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, tonight is just a Beverly Hills night here at LA Talk Radio, because in just a moment, we've got Dr. Mac from Face of Beverly Hills. Check out faceofbeverlyhills.com. But before he gets here, I got to tell you all something, what's going on with the weather and where you got to go. Right now, New York, you have 39 degrees with 18 as a low and snow. LA, your high is 60, your low is 41 with cloudy. Miami, 81, 63 is your low and sunny, which means if Miami's 81, go to Delta.com. Flights are on sale right now, and book that ticket to go to sunny Miami with a high of 81 tomorrow and nice and sunny. Doesn't that sound good? Well, Delta.com is going to get you there. So check out Delta.com. Flights are on sale. How's that for a little plug of sending you all away and giving you some warm weather? Well, you know what? There's nothing worse than going out in warm weather. You hear me? Weather. I'm just thinking about it. I'm already in another place. Without your face looking good. And you know what? There's only one place where you can get your face looking good, and that's Face of Beverly Hills. Now, this is very unique and an interesting topic tonight, because y'all have been asking me to have someone on the show. And I was like, you know what? What a better night than tonight to have Dr. Mac here from Face of Beverly Hills, because we're going to talk about new ways mixed with ancient techniques that are going to give you a better face. Can we say that, Dr. Mac? Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Max. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Just great. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. And you know what? We're glad you're here because we want you to tell us about these amazing techniques that you do at Face of Beverly Hills, where you mix in some oriental medicines. You take the ancient root of medicines and mix them with modern day technology, so to say, don't you?
Exactly. We try to provide a lot of complementary alternative medicine care that can benefit our patients in with traditional surgical and laser techniques, so they can have a more speedy and rapid recovery and have a greater degree of results too.
Now, why don't you tell us, because all you all do there is exclusively facial surgery, correct?
Exactly. Facial plastic surgery, laser surgery, minimally invasive procedures, those sort of things, Botox, fillers, all that stuff.
And now, why do you just stick to the face?
It's a visible part of the body. You can't hide it with a cloth. You can't hide it with clothing. It sits there, and it demands perfection. So we try to provide as much hands-on boutique-type care in this area so we can provide a high-volume practice that has a great deal of expertise in a very specific area, such as the face. Having done this for 23 years, we've been around the block. It's not our first time in the rodeo.
Now, speaking of, you know, everyone has a concern about a doctor. And when we spoke yesterday, you were telling us that people can go right online to the state medical board and find out about their doctors. So is that simple?
It is. It is. Whatever state they're in, every state has a state medical board, whether it be California, New York, Georgia. You can get online, you can click in, and then they'll always have a place that says find your doctor. And you can put it in by name, first name, last name, geographic location, and it will pull up all the information about that doctor related to the state medical board.
So it's that simple. It's like Carfax for your cars, everyone. Check out, check it out. The state
Absolutely.
Medical board. Now,
it's
you know what?
Completely objective. Yeah.
Completely objective. And that's good. It's good to know that there's a place where you can go to find out who's going to cut their face. Speaking of cutting their face, you know, we've been getting a lot of Twitter questions, and people are concerned that, for instance, and we were speaking about this yesterday, but if they're a smoker and they want to go in to get a treatment or some kind of surgery, they need some advice, Dr. Mac. So can you give us some advice about drinking and smoking prior to getting your face done?
Surely, yeah. Smoking is not a good thing. It is obviously one of the worst things for the general health. It ages you. It makes your skin wrinkled and saggy and older much quicker. When it comes to doing procedures with someone who is a smoker, it's always best to try to have them completely eliminate smoking for a good 2 weeks at least prior to a procedure, and for at least another week to two after a procedure. Now, that being said, some people are not going to do it. So if they can at least minimize or cut down as much as smoking as possible, that's the best that some people will do. Now, certain individuals with other medical conditions, say that have diabetes or some other form of chronic illness that causes their immune system to be suppressed, smoking is even worse for those folks. So those people may very well need to be deferred or turned down for surgery if they don't comply with the smoking requirements or recommendations. Alcohol is a little different subject, primarily for a mild or social type of drinker. It's more potentially mild bruising, being more of a problem after a procedure if they are intaking alcohol in the 3 to 5 days before surgery. But otherwise, the main thing is about 3 to 5 days of no alcohol ingestion prior to a procedure is good. That way it's cleared from the system and they'll be less likely to bruise or swell or have any sort of, you know, bleeding issues during the procedure, such as what might cause a hematoma or a blood collection.
Y'all hear that? People quit smoking and just slow down on the drinking.
Totally. Now, especially the red wine. Red wine is the worst because it has the most effect on the blood elements for thinning the blood.
It's like the French paradigm. Tell us about it.
Exactly. Yeah, the French paradox in that the French, who have some of the lowest rates of heart disease and heart attacks in the world, ingest some of the most high quantities of saturated fats, such as with butter, bread, carbohydrates. But they also, almost daily, even when they're younger, in sort of a watered-down wine situation with people who are, you know, in their latter teens and then on through adulthood, almost have a daily ingestion of wine of some sort, especially red wine. So that paradox that they have high fat and carbohydrate ingestion but really low heart disease rates has been found to be responsible due to the red wine or to wine principally ingestion.
So American diet is completely different, and obviously it has a big reaction to how we gain weight in our face. Now, what would you say is the most common surgery you perform at Face of Beverly Hills?
Most common would be that of a minimally invasive fat. A very gentle, delicate face lifting technique that has a quick recovery, oftentimes is done under just a local type of anesthesia or maybe a very mild twilight, kind of like a colonoscopy or a wisdom tooth type anesthetic. Mm-hmm. Would be probably the most common procedure we do, followed by laser techniques on the skin of the face to help rejuvenate it for people who don't quite need surgery yet.
So what would make you unqualified for not getting surgery?
It is very age and your appearance, your chronological age, but your visible age. There are some people, say, even in their early 40s and late 30s who may have had injury, such as car accidents, who may have had very bad acne when they were, say, early teens all through their 20s, that their skin, even though they may be 38, may look like a 49-year-old skin, and they may be amenable to a very lifting technique or a combination of a light lifting technique with lasers. Otherwise, there's some people who genetically may be walking in the door in their mid-50s, and they barely need a facelift at that age. So the 3Ds of aging, as we say, descent with gravity, deterioration with like ultraviolet light, smoking, tobacco, things that bring the collagen in the skin down, and deflation, which is as we age, the fat pads in the face and the neck and areas minimize and shrink. So as we deflate, the skin envelope around it comes down. Those 3Ds of aging tend to make one very individualized. So some people may be 42 and very much need a facelift. Some people may be 51 and just barely needing a facelift. So we have to analyze each person individually and customize and basically couture, as we do in our practice, a boutique treatment plan for that individual.
It's fascinating. Now, speaking of 3Ds, you know, there's the PRP, or what people call the Dracula facelift.
Absolutely. Great stuff. We do that in our office all the time.
And now, how simple is it?
What it is basically very simple. We take a blood sample, just like if you went to a laboratory and gave some blood for some routine laboratory tests, and then with a specialized centrifuge device, it provides us, within about 15 minutes, a highly concentrated serum containing your own platelets. So there's no ability to have any bloodborne illnesses transmitted. There's no ability to react to it in an allergic fashion because it's your blood that's being processed right there on site and then transformed into these highly concentrated platelets that can then be re-injected into the face, into the skin, into the areas to be rejuvenated. The platelets have about 7 to 9 growth healing factors in them, that help to do everything from reduce inflammation, speed healing, help bring extra oxygen to the area, and actually it's one of the few proven technologies that will actually bring stem cells into the area and allow them to provide additional healing for whatever's going on, whether it's just purely injecting them to improve skin texture and tone, or whether we're combining it with, say, fat transfers or fat injections into the face of one's own fat, or with laser techniques to help provide a greater degree of healing than one would get just with their normal immune system. It supercharges the immune system.
Now, speaking of healing, you've created something called the Healing Clay, the Dr. Mac Mask. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a very, again, that idea of fusion of Oriental and Western medicine. It's a couple of things in there, about 33 different essential oils and Chinese healing herbs that I've worked with some acupuncturists to help design. It's these healing herbs and essential oils help to improve the qi or the energy of the skin. They help to tonify the immune system and detox the face. And then they're all mixed with what's called bentonite clay, which is one of the natural earth healing clays. And these healing clays are very miraculous almost in that if you look at pretty much any indigenous population, whether it be the Aborigines in Australia, the American Indians, obviously in America, or some of the groups in Africa and Eastern Europe, they all, their shamans, their healing men, all have methodologies built around these and poultices made of earth to speed healing and to provide cures for illnesses. So these clays, of which the one I utilize is bentonite clay, are highly charged silica molecules, so they're very strong in detoxing the body. They've been used for centuries. Even the accident victims from Chernobyl with radiation poisoning had clays of this nature utilized both externally and taken orally to help with radiation poisoning. So they've been around for hundreds of years, and they mixed with the Chinese herbs and the essential oils have been very healing for after surgeries, but my patients, even after their surgeries, are like, can we still use it? We just love the toning and the energizing it makes our face feel like. So it's like, sure, keep using it. Makes a great daily mask, or about three times a week mask, really.
Now, do we have to be a patient of yours to get it, or can we get it online?
You can get it online. It's about to go on my website, www.faceofbeverlyhills.com, as a product there that it can be purchased.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, again, that was faceofbeverlyhills.com. We have Dr. Mac here with us tonight. We want to thank you for giving us some informative ways to look younger and to feel sexier, because people have been asking, and tonight's the night to do it. So we're glad you're able to join us here on Max and Friends. Dr. Mac, Face of Beverly Hills is where you can find him. And I hope people come into you and see you, and I'm going to check out your mask because I think it's going to be a great gift for some people that I know. So I'm definitely going to check that out. And I thank you for joining us tonight, Dr. Mac.
It is my pleasure. Look forward to it again sometime. You have a great night, Mac.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to have you on. We're just running out of time here. That's why we got to wrap things up because, you know, Taylor was on and we played some songs, but we're glad we had you for the time we had you. You have a great night, and we're going to talk to you real soon.
You too. Take care.
Have a great night, Dr. Mac. So, everyone, that's how we do it here at Max and Friends. We're going to take you from A to Z in less than an hour, and we're glad that you joined me here tonight. Taylor Armstrong from Housewives of Beverly Hills, we just adore you. Dr. Mac from Face of Beverly Hills, you rock. And of course, we were rocking to my favorite song from Chester C, Goddamn You're Beautiful. And of course, Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. And we all need some love, don't we, everybody? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you again. If you fall victim to domestic abuse, then I suggest you go to 1736fcc.org. Check them out. There's a 24-hour hotline I want you to call, 213-222-1237. That's 213-222-1237. Remember, truth crushed to the ground shall rise again. And if you're getting abused domestically, you got to get help. Don't be ashamed. Call. Look where Taylor is. She's the true Cinderella story. We love you all for listening. I got to wrap this show up because I'm going to get in trouble. Delta.com, flights are on sale now. Oscar party next week. We're going to have a fun show. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Dr. Mac. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. I'm Max Tucci, your host from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.